It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, before we get to Darren Rizzi, what do you got today?
All right, Joe, I want to start it off with someone we haven't been in a while, and that's Hassan Whiteside's Snapchat. We've had some really good stories in the past from this thing, so want to check in on Hassan, see what he's up to during the offseason. Well, Hassan came back to his Miami house and found a dead parrot right in his front yard. So let's listen in on the investigation, just to clue people in so they know what they're listening to. The OGs are his fish that he's talking to in this video. So okay. Here we go.
Y'all living in Miami, you come home to weird things in your yard. Look, bro, who killed this parrot? It's a dead parrot in my yard. OGs, y'all see what happened? I'm gonna talk to the OGs. OGs! Y'all see who killed this parrot? Tony, who did this? You see anything? Nah, you plead the fifth? All right, say that then. I gotta do some CSI work. We got no blood markings on the wall. Wow. So it couldn't have been a head-on collision. Nah, I don't see nothing on the wall. No bugs, so he couldn't have been dead long. No wounds of any kind, so he wasn't attacked by another animal. No blood. We're going to get to the bottom of this. What happened here? Man, I should have known better than to go ask the OGs. They ain't giving up no get names. They've been in the streets too long. We don't know how this bird died.
That is funny.
Sad day for this bird, though. Shout out to Rio. Roscoe! Roscoe, you see anything? Nah. I look at the trees. I see no evidence of flight this way. We're gonna find your killer, bro. Don't worry about it. I'm gonna get him. I'm gonna find your killer.
I mean, Hassan Whiteside.
It could have been natural causes.
I mean, it could have been. I don't think he thought about that.
He didn't consider that, but
I'm surprised the OGs weren't talking.
I give him credit, man. He's gotten very creative in his free time.
I think Roscoe might have been the dog.
Yeah, it's Roscoe's possible. The dog statue.
Yeah, I figured, yeah.
He's all alone while he's doing this, by the way. There's no one there with him.
Well, that's what made it creative. He's got little play friends and stuff.
Yeah,
great.
I mean, that's all he needs. Snapchat and a whole bunch of animals. He could have a whole good time.
He doesn't need a lot of grown-ups around him. He seems like he keeps
We could be talking about this guy being a crazy person.
He keeps himself very entertained.
Yeah, I'm okay with entertainment's a lot better than arrests. So I'm okay with that.
Oh, I'm with you.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully we'll get a resolution to this in the coming days here.
Yeah, CSI, Hassan.
He'll come up with something.
Yeah.
Criminal Minds.
That's it. Ooh, that's a good one, too.
Guys, keeping it with hoops and keeping it in Miami. Did you see who was running around Miami over the weekend?
Oh, yeah.
I saw it this morning. Zach showed me.
LeBron James was all over the place. He was at the University of Miami practicing, and he also hopped into the DJ booth at the Komodo Lounge, which is in Brickell, and took over the decks over there for a while.
I heard he wasn't a great DJ, though. That was the rumor out there. Not a very good DJ.
I actually heard he was pretty good. It sounds like he's taking a shot.
He sure spent a lot of time down here.
Yeah, for somebody who, you know.
L.A., he seemed to be everywhere but Cleveland.
Spending time in
L.A. and Miami.
He's home in Miami. He's home in L.A., but he works in Cleveland, yeah.
His son, by the way, looks like he's going to be a hell of a basketball player.
Oh, man, that's scary.
I hate to say a 12-year-old is going to be a first-round pick, but.
Throwing alley-oops to Hassan.
You see him 6'7", 6'8", dunking like his father, making passes like his dad right now.
Yep.
Wow. What else you got, Wood?
Guys, one more story here. HBO is under attack. They have been hacked, and episodes of the new season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, Ballers, and Insecure, among other shows, have been hacked. Right now, there's a ransom expected to be in the millions. HBO is not willing to pay. They offered $250,000, according to a report. They are not willing to pay the rest of this. And these hackers they claim they have more stuff, including scripts from upcoming episodes. So they have gotten into HBO, and they have all these different episodes. And I guess we can find the new season of Curb online, which is nice.
Well, that would be nice, but if I'm HBO, I'm quietly paying that money if they really do have all that stuff.
Hey, can I ask you guys, are you guys Game of Thrones?
I am, yeah. Don't ask about last night. I fell asleep.
I fell asleep, too.
I fell asleep.
I fell asleep and I woke up and was still on, so I just turned it off.
Yeah,
like,
I don't want to watch
it.
Damn
it, I couldn't stay awake.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I watched the first minute and a half, and then I realized my alarm went off this morning. Yep. So I'm going to watch it.
Let me catch
today.
That bad boy tonight. that
no,
early.
Today. Yeah. I can't. You wait till tonight. Well, see, you're not on social media a lot all day long.
No, if it's I sit on 5 Twitter, or 6 o'clock or something.
If tonight. I sit on Twitter all day, I'm going to see every spoiler for it. Yeah. So literally after the show today, I'll be on, like, what is LeBron going? Zero Dark 30 when he goes in the playoffs? I'll be on Zero Dark 30 Twitter until I actually see Game of Thrones tonight.
Yeah.
Are you guys watching the new season of Ballers?
I didn't watch it either, but I have. I'm all caught up outside of last night's episode.
I'm on and off with that show.
The Rock
like
bringing
it?
A team to Vegas.
Yeah, I saw that. Very nice.
I didn't think that thing was going to make it. Usually, the sports shows don't go long.
No. You're right. But listen, they already got another season. They already said they're going to be back next season too. Good for the Rock, man. Whatever the Rock
is
touches,
Larry
though,
Zonka still on that as an assistant coach?
He was the
coach?
Assistant coach. Yeah. I think that's the best part. He walks out in the middle of a press conference and takes over the press conference. Good for him.
Crazy stuff. Anyway, hey, we've got Darren Rizzi going to join us.
That's right.
Up,
that's right.
Right after this break, we're going to get to him. We got a lot to talk about, man, around special teams, which has to do with a lot of different guys. We'll get into all of it with Riz coming up in just a few minutes. And Tom Garfinkel going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. CEO of the Miami Dolphins. We got a lot to talk to him about with Hard Rock Stadium.